We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker says Illinois' progress in combating COVID-19 does not go far enough to relax restrictions on youth sports.
Though Illinois has made progress in its efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic, things haven't gotten to the point that Governor Pritzker is even thinking about lifting restrictions on full contact sports like college and high school football. Other sports like cross country and tennis are being allowed.
I think their concern is that certain sports that are high contact sports are likely to result in exchange of sweat, saliva, and so on the field and even off the field.
The governor says he understands the frustrations of parents with kids hoping for athletic scholarships, but he says he must protect the lives of students. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A few hundred people were on hand in Naperville last night for a rally organized by parents who want their students to return to the classroom. This parent was one of many who showed up from Naperville District 203 and the neighboring Indian Prairie District 204.
We've been sitting back since March, watching our children suffer and wondering what can we do. This is what we can do.
Many on hand argued the classroom experience offers benefits that cannot be replicated in a remote setting. Superintendents for both districts say they're prioritizing efforts to bring students back into their buildings safely. An animal rescue group is hoping to prevent the deportation of more than a dozen French bulldogs found in unsanitary conditions at O'Hare.
The dogs being cared for by Chicago French Bulldog Rescue arrived from Jordan late last month and were left in a cargo warehouse at the airport without food or water. One died. They were transported without medical documents, so they were not released to the new owners. Mary Shefke, who heads the rescue, says they're asking for amnesty for the dogs. They've been isolated and are healthy, she said. She says the CDC is seeking a court order to send the dogs back on Royal Jordanian Airlines, which she accuses of neglecting them in the first place. She's hoping to pressure the CDC to let the dogs stay. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.